Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is consistent and persistent prayer. We'll return to the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Keep on asking, written and read by Meg Booker. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Distraught by the emergencies rattling my mind, a piece of truth broke through my panic. When life is caving in and we stand falsely accused, abused, and reeling from misunderstanding, we wield a powerful weapon, the power of God. Pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit in you, she said. The power of God alone can mend a broken heart, a messed up mind, or a hurting soul. Powerful prayer gets shoved under the proverbial rug of our scramble to be someone we know we can never be for the people in our lives. In the midst of our messes, we often forget their brokenness is not ours to piece back together. We all have to find Jesus for ourselves, and none of us can substitute for him. Today's verses from the Gospel of Matthew remind us of the power of our efforts to call on the name above all names and the ability of our faith in God to move life's mountains. The effort to ask. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. Today's verse repeats the phrase, keep on. Prayer is a continual effort, not a one-and-done wish list. Paul reminded the early church to pray continuously, be grateful and joyful always. We have a power in us through the Holy Spirit to sustain a constant connection to God in prayer. The Spirit intercedes for us, taking our words and untranslatable cries to the feet of God. God not only hears our prayers, but he has begun answering on our behalf before we are done petitioning him. Author of our lives, he knows what we need before we ask, and sometimes in spite of what we think we need to pray for. His faithfulness is never ending, and the depths of his love for us unreachable. Matthew records Jesus's wisdom to keep on, never give up hope, and always be in prayer with God. He is our good Father. He isn't going to give us a snake when we ask for a fish, as the previous verse implies. He sent Jesus out of his love for us in order to make a way for us. Our Father in heaven has a good plan for our lives. The willingness to receive. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Everyone is also repeated in today's key verses. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Everyone. Jesus was sent to earth for everyone. God loves everyone. He has no favorites. Each person on this earth was created and crafted by him with a specific purpose and a good plan for their lives. If only everyone saw everyone for who they actually are through the eyes of God and lens of love, valued, cherished, and hopefully headed home to the Father in heaven for eternity. Our humanity begs us to compare and contrast our lives, but all jealousy and selfishness do is blind us from the beauty of the human landscape. Amidst the great suffering is great joy. Though the world is fading away, hope has already won. Our willingness to receive Christ Jesus, not only at salvation, but each day of our lives, changes the way we live. Intersecting faith and life. Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. The golden rule follows on the heels of today's verses in the Gospel of Matthew. It's easy to treat the easy people in our lives this way, but others means everyone. Do to everyone what you would like them to do to you. This includes ourselves. Do to you as you would like others to do to you. Realize the unique, remarkable creation each of us are to our Father in heaven. We are each and every one loved, purposed, and welcomed into the kingdom of God. The effort we make in asking, knocking, and seeking unlocks the full life Jesus died so we would live. Our willingness to receive him, fully submitting our lives into his hands, pulls the rug out from the enemy who is here to kill and destroy us. Keep on asking. Live to the full. For further reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 35.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.